In 2014, two teenage girls met at a summer coding program and created something extraordinary. Andrea Andy Gonzalez and Sophie Hauser developed Tampon Run, a game where players throw tampons at enemies instead of shooting bullets. What began as a coding project exploded overnight, reaching over 500,000 people worldwide and catapulting them into unexpected fame. Their creation wasn't just entertaining, it challenged one of society's most persistent taboos and sparked crucial conversations about menstruation stigma and women in technology. Most remarkably, they accomplished all this while still navigating high school, homework, and the complexities of teenage life. Their journey demonstrates how coding can become a powerful tool for social change, especially when wielded by young women determined to make their voices heard in spaces where they've traditionally been silenced. Sophie and Andy came to Girls Who Code from different backgrounds. Sophie, painfully shy, hoped coding might offer expression without speaking, with only her journal as an outlet. Andy grew up with technology, playing StarCraft with her programmer father. At 14, she attended Summer Tech Computer Camp as the only girl among 23 boys and, despite skepticism, earned the Most Promising Programmer Award. The all-female environment transformed both girls. For Sophie, the supportive space made participation less intimidating. It wasn't actually shit yourself scary anymore because everyone wanted me to succeed, she realized. When she and her partner solved a challenging JavaScript assignment, their peers applauded despite finishing last. Biking home that day, Sophie felt triumphant. If she could make rectangles scroll across a screen, what couldn't she do? For Andy, the program taught her to collaborate rather than work independently. She learned to teach others, explaining concepts clearly without simply providing code, which deepened her understanding. Andy's mentor, Nikki, a technical project manager at Vimeo, showed her that computer science connected to every aspect of life and could be applied in countless ways beyond programming. As the program neared its end, both girls experienced feminist awakenings that shaped their collaboration. Andy had long been bothered by the hypersexualization of women in video games with their impossible proportions. Sophie had hesitated to identify as a feminist despite agreeing with its principles, fearing stereotypes. On Project Pitch Day, Andy proposed addressing women's hypersexualization in video games, and Sophie immediately partnered with her. Their conversations revealed a shared discomfort with menstruation taboos. Research showed serious consequences: homeless shelters lacking menstrual supplies, girls dropping out of school at puberty, and women forced into isolation during periods. Tampon Run's concept emerged, a game where a female character throws tampons at enemies, challenging the double standard where violent blood is acceptable in media, but menstrual blood remains taboo. Their instructor Sean's hesitation about needing approval only confirmed the taboo's power and strengthened their resolve. After brainstorming, they developed a detailed plan and created an MVP, minimum viable product, with simple shapes: blue for the girl, orange for enemies, and black squares for tampons. They divided tasks based on their strengths. Andy handled pixel art design and animation, while Sophie worked on making the character jump. Both faced challenges. Sophie discovered her character was jumping too quickly to see, while Andy struggled with animating Luna, named for the connection between menstrual cycles and lunar phases, finally assembling the right code in the early morning hours. On graduation day, Sophie lost her confidence before the audience, while Andy worried about her family's reaction to their tampon game. Sophie forgot her lines despite holding her note card, but received applause anyway. Surprisingly, Andy's parents embraced the concept, her mother admitting she overcame initial discomfort. That night, they created a website for Tampon Run and developed a promotion plan they playfully called Releasing Tampon Run Like Blood from the Uterus. Sophie posted the game online and established social media accounts. The next day transformed everything. By evening, Metro UK had featured their game, with articles soon appearing everywhere. Within days, press requests and supportive messages flooded in. The game spread rapidly, appearing in Time, 17, CBS, and on late-night shows. Most meaningful were messages from users sharing menstruation stories or asking coding questions. their summer project had ignited a global conversation about menstruation and women in technology, proving their voices truly mattered. Tampon Run's viral success created significant challenges for the teenage creators. They managed interviews, emails, and social media between classes and during free periods, with Sophie earning the nickname Email Girl as she navigated school with her laptop constantly open. The experience transformed their relationship with school. Sophie realized she had created something with worldwide impact and felt fulfilled, while schoolwork made her feel trapped in an isolated bubble. She no longer needed grades to validate her worth. She could measure success through her creative project's impact. Both girls struggled with time management. Andy missed volleyball practices, fell behind on SAT preparation, and watched her schoolwork and relationship suffer. Most significantly, her piano practice declined, leading to a failed final performance. Sophie's breaking point came when she found herself sobbing in the school bathroom, exhausted from late-night homework sessions. She questioned her obsession with perfect grades when she'd already proven herself through Tampon Run, gradually letting go of her perfectionism. While most feedback was supportive, they also faced negative comments and an uncomfortable interview with a radio host who made inappropriate suggestions, highlighting the darker side of the tech world where female developers often face harassment and unequal treatment. Tampon Run's success created unexpected opportunities. Pivotal Labs offered a 7-week pro bono contract to develop a mobile version, showing Andy that programming could be collaborative rather than isolating. Their journey continued to Silicon Valley when Weeby.co invited them to learn gaming technology. There, they created Catcall Run, a game addressing street harassment, working 27 hours straight and becoming finalists. Sophie realized she wanted to launch her own startup rather than implement others' ideas. Andy secured a game development internship at DoSomething.org, despite being years younger than other interns, gaining technical skills while being inspired by college students pursuing their passions. By summer's end, Andy knew she wanted to be a programmer. Her mother advised simply, "Just do what you want and do it well." Thanks to Tampon Run, Andy became comfortable with uncertainty, confident that computer science skills would remain valuable regardless of her path. The summer coding program transformed both girls. They discovered coding's creative power, the strength of collaboration, and that fear shouldn't prevent action. Most importantly, they learned that success often comes from addressing taboos others avoid. By tackling menstruation stigma through a humorous game, they sparked global conversations about periods and women in technology. The next time you hesitate to speak up about something uncomfortable, remember Sophie and Andy. Sometimes the most powerful action is coding your own revolution, transforming the unspeakable into something playable and impossible to ignore. Your voice, your code, your ideas matter. You got this.